The second kind of faith is called the weak faith. This weak faith comes from the book of Romans 4 verse 19. Whoever does not believe in the promises of God, we'll go there, Romans 4 verse 19, because we have to hurry. Whoever does not believe in the promises of God has a weak faith. See, I'm showing you how you can measure your faith. I'm showing you how you can measure your faith. You don't need anyone to help you to know, a man of God, do I have weak or strong faith? Read. Romans 4 verse 19, NIV.
And Abraham's faith did not weaken.
And Abraham's faith did not weaken.
Even though at about 100 years of age.
Abraham was 100 years old.
He figured his body was as good as dead.
He knew his body was already as dead.
And so was Sarah's womb.
And so was Sarah. Sarah was 79, I'll be 80 years almost.
Abraham never wavered in believing
and
God's
And Abraham
promise.
Never stopped doubting. He never for one second doubted God. He never stopped believing God.
In fact, his faith grew stronger.
As a matter of fact, instead of his faith to grow weaker, because he's seeing that I am weak, I am not getting any younger, my wife is almost 80 years old. How, instead of his faith to be like, are you sure God will do this? Rather, his faith began to grow. That means there's a tendency for faith to grow. Is that correct? Keep reading.
And in this, he brought glory to God.
And your faith growing can bring glory to God. Your faith alone can bring glory to God. When God looks from heaven and he looks at you, he said, I don't understand, why is Sister Chinwe smiling? With all the things Sister Chinwe has gone through, he's laughing. There was a prophecy that Sister Chinwe will make 10 million naira in the next 2 weeks. There was a prophecy that Sister Chinwe is getting married on 1st January. She's not yet married on 1st January. Why is she smiling? And God said that thing alone gives glory to God. When God sees you in the waiting process, when your faith begins to grow, when you are waiting in God, God begins to glory in himself. And that was what he did to Job. Job activated a dimension of glory in God that rise so up that God has to call the devil and say, Kaya, have you seen my servant Job? There is no one like this man. And the devil said, is it not because that you have given an edge around him? But there was a weakness in the edge that Job had. And that weakness was that Job was afraid. There was fear. If you must die, die serving God. If that bullet must kill you, let it be that he killed you while glorifying the Father. If a man of God that is very anointed comes here and say, if you shoot me, it will not enter, and you shoot, he died, it is for the Father to be glorified. It is not for your faith to die or fall. It is for you to see the courage he has. Peter was more like the father of faith. And we know Abraham is the father of faith. But we know Peter exercised a great amount of faith. And yet he was crucified upside down. There are some of the disciples that were fried with oil. How can you? They could call Jesus and something. They didn't mention the name Jesus. They stood there. You think if Paul did not want to die, you think he would have died? And a prophet appeared to him and said, this is how they will chain you when you go to that place. He knew how he would be chained. He knew that this is where I would die. Jesus knew where he would die. An average person, when you know where you will die, you avoid. But these men are dead already. And Paul say, I die every day. What is your faith doing to you? What is that faith? That faith. God spoke to you, I will give you a son, I will give you a child, I will give you a blessing. I will settle your marital family this year. I will bless you. I will open that door for you. I will give you that job opportunity. I will raise your children. Your children are stubborn now, but in the next 10 years, I will make them this. Why is your faith wavering? Be consistent in believing in God. Stop looking at yourself now. See who God is seeing in the next 50 years. When you look at yourself, what are you seeing? A failure. Someone that cannot handle. I don't know how a company runs. I did one. Did my best. Because you know, you can't have this kind of heart that we have to run a company. A heart that someone can steal money from you, God will say, just forgive the person. Forgive him. You don't run business like that. Everybody will start stealing. He's a pastor now. What will he do now? He will still forgive. The most people that are most hurt in this world are pastors. They are not president. They are not governors. They are the pastors. He has to forgive now. Which kind man of God they keep face for person? You forget that he can forgive and run. Oh, you don't notice the Bible. You can forgive. Oh, no, man. No, God. You can forgive and do what? Is it Apostle John Suleiman that was saying? He said, the reason why you're not here, you know them. Somebody took a job from you that is supposed to be your job. And you are calling him on the phone and saying, you know that what you did is bad. My brother, run from him. Sister Nkechi, you know that job was meant for me. I only took you there so that you helped me to apply. You now applied and now gave you the job. My brother, disconnect from that person. Does it make sense? Are you understanding what I'm saying? But when you remember the love the Father has for us, when Jesus Christ, see, most people don't understand the commandment of Jesus Christ. He said, love as I have loved you. Before he said that, he stood up, washed the legs of all his disciples, and said, love as I have loved you. I think that is John 13 or so. So love as I have loved you. You know what it means? To love is to serve. The love is to serve. Well, that's why when people call you at midnight, you wake up and you answer their call. Even when you are so upset to answer that call. People will provoke you. When you get upset, you remember you have to love. And you endure it. If some men of God open you up to what they have seen in their life. I was hearing a testimony one man of God was sharing. He was casting out the devil. The demon told him that if you cast me out, I will kill your two children. That the first pastor that casted me out closed down his ministry. The other one became crippled. If you cast me out, I'll kill your children. Casted him out. Then when he came back home that same day, went to take his shower. While he was bathing, the children came back from school, entered into one bus, mistakenly removed the car from the gear. So the car, it was a hill. So the car moved, entered into some walls, broke through that wall and everything. So everybody started shouting, screaming. The mother collapsed. Not the mother of the children, the mother of the pastor saw what happened. Just saw how the car was folded, collapsed. Then he came out, cleaned his body, wear something and came out and said, what's happening? They told him, okay, look. He saw the. He didn't even know that his children were there. He was just like, why is everybody shouting? Until they now were able to bring some people to open the bus. Then the children came out and said, ah, well, daddy, what happened? Daddy, why is grandma? This grandma is funny. Why is grandma on the ground? You think those children were in that car? They were not in the car. Something took them out of the car. When they were opening the thing brought them back. They didn't even know the car crashed. Some of you, the moment they tell you that if you cast me out, I will kill your wife. So I see the Lord saying that this is the cross you have to carry. The Lord just spoke to me. Carry some men. Sometimes when you cast out this devil, they try to come for return match. But when you understand the light of God that is upon you, for he that guide Israel never sleep nor slumber. When you remember the authority you are under. There are sometimes the wind will blow you. You become like Abraham. Rather than the devil to watch your faith fall, it begins to grow. That is why some persons, when they begin to pray while sitting down, before you know it, they begin to stand. As they begin to stand from their voice begin to increase. What is happening is that they are still in the spirit. And the devil is saying, Kai, I am trying to bring this person down. Instead of him going down, he's building up. Let every challenge the devil throw at you be a stepping stone of growing your faith. You always tell the devil, Kim mankai mankosa. And the Bible said that as God saw the faith of Abraham, God finds joy. You apply for a job in a company. The salary was 50,000. It is good money as a student, as a graduate. It is good money for now. and that door closed, you have been faithful to God. Come before him and say, thank you, Father. It is hard. And God sees your mind. It is so hard to confess positivity when all negativity is all around you. And yet you confess it. Then you apply for another job. Did everything possible. Then they said you are the one chosen for this job. And while you are sleeping, a voice say, leave that job. Ah, you say that is the devil speaking. And eventually you left the job. And you come before God, you say, what else? You have taken the job away. You've taken everything away. What else now? But I still love you. Though he breaks me, I will still love him. Though he crushes me, I will still love him. Though I don't understand his ways, but I trust his ways. Though everything seems to be working against me, but the Bible said that for all things works together for good to them who are in Christ Jesus. So with everything around you, you still believe him. And one day, a knock comes. And you just open the door. It was a recommendation from a friend of yours to a company. So this business came to you. You didn't go to search for it. It came. Because when God wants to bless you, he serves it as a dinner. Because if it was by your effort, then he was not the one. And then finally you opened it, a recommendation letter. I've recommended it to one of the company. You called, Jesus, what is happening? I'm seeing him. He said, yes, I filled your form. I took your picture from Facebook. I cropped it out as a passport. I've submitted. Your signature is your name. I wrote your name as a signature. And I think the interview is now. And he said, but I'm not dressed. He said, start running. You just did everything, careless and everything. And you entered looking like a masquerade. And you came in. The man looked at you and said, young, we have been waiting for you. You are 1 minute late. He said, I'm sorry. I just got the letter now. He said, but you submitted and you were told that you're supposed to be here. He said, I'm very, very sorry. As you can see, I did my best to be here. And the man said, this is the kind of person I like. So you just got the notice that your job is now and you left where you are and you are here. What position was vacant? The secretary. The vacant of the manager. The secretary is a good job. You are going to be earning 200,000. But I love this dedication that you have. You know what is going to happen? I will like you. Will you like this company? Will give you a car. They will give you an accommodation. Would you just like to be the manager of the company? But if you prefer the secretary position, I would definitely give it to you. But there is a vacant. We need people that are very serious minded. And just like that. And you are speechless wondering. I came for a sec. You didn't even know the job you were applying for. It was the man that was telling you the job that you were applying for. And he said, sir, whichever one that you are led. And the man said, I am led. And the man does not know the Holy Ghost. But he said, I am led to give you the manager's job. And just like that, the Lord lifts you up. There is a lifting up in the presence of God. So whatever that comes to crush that faith, let that same reason of why that faith should be crushed should be the reason why that faith will be lifted up. So let all the arrows of the enemy be a stepping stone to victory. Let every warfare waged at you be a capitalization for your growth. No building is erected except the foundation is solidly built. But the Bible said that we are like a house built upon a rock. We can't hide. How can you hide when you carry the light of God? Your existence alone attracts enemies. That woman you think is your enemy, honestly speaking, that woman is the least of your problem. The enemy you see, you know how to fight. The ones you don't see are the most deadly. That your auntie you call a witch is not even the problem. Because if you see the problem, you don't know the problem. You might be shocked on that day. One person that is from maybe one village like that you have never seen your entire life will just come out. I'm the cause of your problem. He said, madam, do I know you? He said, no. How am I your problem? I just saw your picture on one poster and I hated you. And I started fighting you. Just because you saw my poster. somewhere. You don't even know what I'm doing there. Maybe I'm coming for Ashebi. Just because of that, you blocked all the men that wanted to marry me. It's just like that. We are witches, is what we do. You just hate it just like that. And you are busy looking at that, your auntie. That your auntie is just learning. He's in 101, witchcraft 101. That one is already a grandmaster. You are busy fighting someone that you know is, if your auntie is weak, everybody believes every person is wicked is a witch. Sometimes the wickedness they do to you helps you grow. The wickedness helps you grow. Some people say, the reason why I'm like this, my auntie was very hard at me. Glorify God that your auntie was very hard. Because if your mom was very sure, by now you might not know how to cross main road. Look at the families. Every maid that come into a home and is faithful to that home, all the maid, they do better than the children of that family. Because they were trained with hard hand. I know many of them stories. Many of them are my friends. I have many people that we are made as friends. I know about three that if they share their story with you. I told one to write a book. And when that book drops, I'll bring that book here. Because I know her story. I know, like, even in the book, she can't lie. Like, if I'm reading the book, if she doesn't put enough, I'll tell her. I told her the book must reach to volume 8. I told her that. I said, you don't make it in one because it will be like dictionary. But people need to read her story. Now she's the chef. She's training people how to cook and everything. She's told me she's getting married this year. She went through a lot in the hand of pastors, reverends, and so many things that messed her life up. At the time, she gave up on God. You know, people have gone through so many things. She was in the house of God. The man that took her in was a man of God. Her life was messed up. But she was not looking at the beginning. That was what happened to Joseph. Joseph could have stopped and enjoyed Potiphar's wife. He had the money. All he had to do was fling with the madam. And the madam would take her position high. But Joseph knew that it is not about the thing you call green grass. There is a greener pasture somewhere there. The one you are calling green is the one you are seeing with your eyes. But there is a greener pasture. He waited and he was accused and was moved. And finally, end of everything, he became governor. He became a chief in charge. He became a prophet to a nation. Joseph is and was a prophet. For the fact that he was not called a prophet does not mean he's a prophet. He had the gift of a prophet. He could interpret any person that can interpret dream, understand the world, this entire world. Anyone who can interpret dreams, understand this entire universe. Because nothing will happen on earth without it being revealed in a dream. Nothing can happen on earth. Are we getting blessed? Tell your neighbor, let your faith not fail you. Convert the faith as a stepping stone. I shared the story about my business. It's funny that something that happened, someone left the waters in the fish was removed. I think the young man that I brought you didn't know how to off it or forgot to off the water. So the whole water that was in the fish was flushed out. So the fish was without water for over 8 to 9 hours. So many died. They came in the morning around 7 a.m. I walked in there. The message came in while I was praying. I ignored the message. I was still praying. I saw the message. I kept on praying. I was just praying to the Father, glorifying God for everything that He has done. I saw the message. I was still praying God. And funny enough, I was praying about my fish business. And God is my witness. I was just saying, Father, thank you for my fish business. Bless. And the message came in. Because they were calling me, I didn't pick. So she tested me. When I came in, I said, okay, it's fine. I couldn't shout at the boy. Which voice will you use to shout? I said, okay, you know what? Fry, let's dry them. Dry the whole pond. Every of the fish, dry them. And just like that, as we started drawing, people started saying, Unanamiazweba. We said yes. And people started buying. People started, my wife was there. One of my uncle paid in advance to pick. As I'm speaking to you now, after I posted the dry fish on WhatsApp, someone booked. Said he's coming all the way from Benue next week to pick the fish. In all condition. God is trying to say, Mecca, you thought it's not yet time to start dry fish. So I caused this hand. The boy locked it, but I caused his hand to open it. And the fish dried. Instead of yelling, you gave glory to God. Now I have turned your curses. Whatever that thing you call the curse, I have turned it into a blessing. See, when something bad happens to you, find the blessing in that thing. When something bad happens, find a blessing in that thing. The thing is that we are too capitalized on looking for the good. Everywhere is closed. Some people say that the doors are closed in their life. Before this young man came to assist us, we called many persons. Many persons were called to come and help. Some of them even told us that they're on their way. 1 hour later, they were not there. They said, I'm coming. 2 hours later, 3 hours, till the whole program was over, they didn't come. And you think that as this young man volunteered his time to be here, you think God will just cover his hand and watch him like that? God, don't mock my God. Don't mock my God. Don't mock my God. How dare you? You can't mock that God. If you can mock the idols that you buy on the main road, don't mock my God.